Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wow, we have a lot to talk about this afternoon. I'm glad you're with us. As you can tell, there are already some scattered showers around the area. Be sure and drive carefully. And even though I realize that there are some people have this device in their brain that causes them to just absolutely block out common sense. And I'm going to say it anyway. If you turn your windshield wipers on, turn your lights on, and don't turn your hazard flashing lights on if you're driving down the street, because that's supposed to be an indication that your car is disabled, not going with the flow of traffic. If you feel like you got to turn the hazards on, do us all a favor. Pull off on the side of the road, smoke a cigarette, do whatever it is that you want to do. Pope Francis reportedly told a gay guy, quote, "God made you like this." Do you believe that? Do you believe gays and lesbians were born that way? And when did you decide, whether you're straight or gay, when did you decide? We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Starbucks has announced a new policy. Neil Norman was talking about this just before our show. We're going to talk about this again in the 2 o'clock hour. Starbucks has announced a new policy allowing anybody to come in any coffee shop or any store, any cafe, patio area, wherever, and be treated like a customer even if they don't buy anything. The policy is known as the third place policy, and it states that any employee should consider anybody who comes in a Starbucks, the cafe, the restrooms, the patio, any area, to just treat them like a customer. Some employees and some customers don't think this is a very good idea. So should places like Starbucks just allow anybody to come in all the time? I mean, it's a very humanitarian thing, and Starbucks is a very liberal/humanitarian-oriented company. It doesn't mean that there aren't conservative companies that are humanitarian as well, but Starbucks just has this image of being liberal to the point where it's not a surprise that they would just welcome everybody in. But this follows two black males being arrested and kicked out of the Starbucks in Philadelphia. So is this a good idea to just let anybody come in and hang out? And you wonder if this is going to have a negative or a positive impact on Starbucks. I mean, look, there are a lot of homeless people downtown. And some of you don't see them on a regular basis. I see homeless people every day. If I were homeless, man, especially when it's hot and when it's raining, do you think I would be out on the street or do you think I'd be in Starbucks? I mean, honestly, I would be in Starbucks. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, Mayor LaToya Cantrell has held a press conference about the city's flooding and drainage issues because of the flooding that took place on Friday. I applaud her for the job that she's doing. I'm impressed. LaToya Cantrell is up front. She's honest about the issues. And it is true that if we get a certain amount of rain, there's no drainage system, and there never has been, that would actually pump all the water out. So because of our geographical location and because we're kind of below sea level in some areas, we're going to flood. And we do get downpours. There were some people here Friday afternoon. They were on Channel 4 Eyewitness News, and they were from Seattle. And they said, "We've never seen rain like this, ever." And it's true. And I lived in Seattle and in Portland. And it can do in 15 minutes what it takes 2 days to do there in terms of the amount of rainfall. Now, sometimes it does rain heavy there, but not all the time. I mean, it storms down here. So there are going to be those times when there's just going to be drainage issues. So we've got some comments from LaToya Cantrell coming out from her press conference. And, you know, I want to give her credit for being up front. She is handling all of this a lot better than Mayor Landrieu did. Also, first up on the show, it is the blame game. NRA President Oliver North, the Iran-Contra guy. Oliver North is president of the NRA, and that's a good choice for the NRA. I mean, come on, if you're in the NRA, and if that's your business to attract people, then you get Oliver North to be the president. I mean, you're not going to get me. You're not going to get Bernie Sanders to be the president. So you get somebody like Oliver North. So it's a good choice for the NRA. But Oliver North says that Ritalin contributes to mass school shootings like the Texas school shooting. President Trump has now tweeted out, "Video games and glorification must be stopped. It is creating monsters." Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick blamed abortions, broken families, and violent video games for the Texas shooting. Isn't it interesting how so many people who don't want to blame the gun have got all these other specific things to blame? Now, I never blamed the gun, but I'm not going to blame Ritalin. I'm not going to blame violent video games. I'm not going to blame abortion. I don't know how that figures into this. Broken families, they can have an impact on a lot of people, but there are a lot of people from broken families, you may be among them, who are really great people. So this idea that we beat up on broken families and single parents, I'm not going to allow that on this show. And violent video games, again, I don't see the connection. I've got a text here that came in actually before I went on the air with the suggestion that we're going to talk about this when I was talking with Newell, that violent video games are not the problem. It's the live chat rooms within the video games that are crazy. Well, again, if people are saying things that give you a hint that something is wrong, you can't blame the chat room. You can't blame the video game for inspiring the chat. You blame the person that is exposing this part of who they are. And if you honestly believe that violent video games are to blame, if you think Ritalin or the medication that some kids are on, if you think this is to blame, why? Why are you so convinced that it's these things? You know, abortions are down. I mean, way, way, way down. Teen abortions, way down. So how do I guess the argument would be that abortions make a statement about a lack of respect for life? Is that the argument? I mean, is that a fair? How is abortion? I just don't see how abortion could be tied to a school shooting. And, you know, kids are safer statistically. Kids are safer in school than they are driving to school. They're safer in school than they are walking to school. They're safer in school right now today in 2018 than they are running an errand for you to go pick up something at the store. But this is how we as humans react to the media. If there is a sensational story, we freak out. But it doesn't mean that there is this increased danger that is proportionate to the amount of news that we see about it. Because the news is about bringing us sensationalism, because that's what we pay attention to. So that's a given. That's not going to change. A plane crashes and people freak out. It's all over the news, over and over and over, the plane crash. And I understand that. But the most dangerous part about flying is getting in your car and driving to the airport. But nobody thinks about that. So we do respond to sensationalism. I guess that's the best way to put it. And maybe we should just step back and go, okay, school shooting, terrible, it's horrible. Let's do all we can to try to stop that. But, you know, look, it's not everywhere. And if you're a parent, man, shouldn't you be reassuring your kids that, like, it's okay? I mean, talk to your kids about the stats. Because your kids are involved in social media, the kids are involved in the media, and they're subject to all of the sensationalism. So sit down and talk with them and go, hey, you know what? I know this is scary, but hey, you know, you're really pretty safe at school. All right. Is it fair to blame Ritalin, video games, abortions, and broken families for school shootings like the Texas school shooting? If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Well, you know, that's something that we have to do often in this city. We have to reach the highest ground because of torrential downpours, and we've got some heavy rain in the area right now. Before we get back to our conversation about what's responsible for the school shooting in Texas and other school shootings, I want you to hear part of Mayor LaToya Cantrell's address. She's been mayor now for 16 days. I applaud the job that she's doing so far, and I think she's being very upfront about a lot of the issues. But we've got rain scheduled this week, and there's this tropical weather in the Gulf that is going to arrive here around Friday and Saturday, and it may bring a lot of rain this weekend. I wouldn't change your Memorial Day weekend plans yet because, you know, you never know what's going to happen with these things. But we're getting close to the beginning of hurricane season. So Mayor Cantrell had this to say at a press conference earlier about the flooding that took place on Friday. You know, she also talked about at a press conference personal responsibility. And she's absolutely right about this. You know, if you litter, there's going to be litter in the street. And whenever you see flooding in New Orleans, you see like cups and plastic bags and wrappers and containers all floating on the top because we litter down here. And so Mayor Cantrell is right. Don't litter. I mean, you need to accept some responsibility for those storm drains getting all clogged up with junk because you throw it on the ground. So that's some responsibility that you can't transfer to the mayor or even to the Sewage and Water Board. NRA President Oliver North says Ritalin contributes to mass school shootings like the Texas shooting. President Trump tweeted out, quote, "Video games and glorification must be stopped. It is creating monsters." Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, well, he blamed a number of things for the school shooting. You know, that sounds real official. Psychiatrists will tell you they're desensitized. There are no conclusive studies, Lieutenant Governor Patrick, that support your statement there. There are not conclusive studies that point out that this is the reason that people go kill people, that violent video games is the reason, is the source. I mean, this is a bunch of BS. Violent, again, when you think about the number of people who have been playing violent video games for so many years, how can you possibly blame? There would be more killers on our streets. And it's so easy for the lieutenant governor of the state of Texas, a red state, and he's a Republican. Not that all Republicans think this way, but it's real easy for him to say, well, yes, this is to blame. You know, let's not blame the gun. And I don't blame the gun. But let's blame all this other stuff. Really? You know, I can make the same argument for violent video games that a guy like Patrick is going to make when it comes to not blaming a gun. It's a tangible item. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Slidell, Becky, welcome to our show. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm 66 years old, okay? Mm-hmm. I have a son who's 50-something. When he was young, I used to, back in those days, they were right past notes to each other. So when he was at school, I'd check his room and check on the notes because I wanted to see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 2 years ago, my grandson, who's 16, came by me. And I got him a smartphone. But the company I was with, he could put parameters on the phone, which I did. From 6:30 at night to 6:30 in the morning, he couldn't get on Facebook. He couldn't do anything but call a family member or 911, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a computer that goes in the living room. You're not going to be on it. You got to keep up with your kids. Yes, I work, and his dad works, and we all work. But if you don't keep up with what's going on, you're going to lose control.
Well, and Becky,
don't you find
it amazing that these parents will say after a shooting, for example, Columbine or some of these other shootings, they'll go, oh, my God, I had no idea my child had bomb-making materials and all these weapons.
Yeah, it's dumb. I mean, nobody was checking nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
They let the, what do you call it, electronic stuff now.
Well,
take care of their kids.
Yeah, it does. It comes back to parenting. Becky, I'm glad you called. From the North Shore, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good.
So I was just calling about the violent video games and some of the other scapegoats that they're using for mm-hmm. the shootings. So violent video games are actually all around the world, right? I mean,
yeah.
a lot of these games yeah. that we play are made in Japan.
That's right.
They're made in Europe. They're made in Canada. And you don't see school shootings in other parts of the world because they don't have easy access to guns. And I'm not blaming the guns, and I'm not saying that we need to take all guns away from people. But if you have a hormonal teenager that's being bullied or feels like they're at the end of the rope at school and there's no access to mental health, or they're not being checked up on at home by their parents, and they have easy access to their parents' gun, you know, sometimes they're going to take the easy way out, and they're going to go take the gun, and they're going to shoot up a school.
And that's it,
and
Chris. It's taken the easy way out. And you
it
know,
is.
when it comes to Asian nations, when it comes to many nations in Europe, parents, look, this is a reality. Parents do a better job than American parents do.
It's sad, but it's true.
Not every American parent, but a lot of American parents don't do their job. You know, I remember there was just such a large Asian presence in Portland and Seattle that when I would be at the airport to fly back to New Orleans or to go anywhere, I would see a line for getting on a plane, and I would see the Asian families and I would see the American families, and I got to tell you, there's a big difference in behavior. The children of the Asian parents were much more in control than the American kids. And look, I'm not being critical here just to criticize America. I'm being critical here like, you know, there's some things that we should do to change. We shouldn't accept things just, this is America. We're great. Okay, yes, we are great. And yes, we are America. But let's not allow that to stop us from making the changes we should make. And as a nation, we collectively should do a better job parenting. And maybe it's not you. Maybe it's not me. I mean, we all make mistakes as parents. But here's the problem with blaming all this other stuff. Then you take the focus off the parent. And the dad of the shooter in Texas said, well, my son was bullied. Okay, so that's not an excuse. That's not an acceptable excuse for doing what he did. Something was wrong. And sometimes what's wrong is parents don't even pay attention to the mental state of their kids. If you're on hold, stay with us. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back with more of your comments and more of your text messages on WWL. It ain't my fault. Hey, I'm a parent. It's not my fault. It's the Ritalin. It's the violent video games. It's all that other stuff. And you know, if you're a parent, how can you cop out and blame the violent video games because you're the parent that allows your child to play the violent video games in the first place, and you don't have any restrictions on that? Look, I'm really passionate about the need to set the record straight on what really is to blame for school shootings. Is it fair to blame Ritalin, violent video games, abortion, and broken families for school shootings? That's our Pretty Most opinion poll. 63% say no. 37% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WFUL.com. The Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, a Republican, was talking about the Second Amendment rights and teachers. This is in ways, talking about ways of how to stop school shootings. All right. I mean, I understand his argument, but I mean, he blows it when he wants to blame abortion, when he wants to blame these other things. Again, I don't get it. And again, it's the blame game, and it comes from both sides. And I can make the same argument about why the gun's not to blame, for why the video game is not to blame. But it's convenient. See, it's convenient to blame the video game. Oh, yeah, well, look at the violence. Well, that must be it. That's it. It's not me. It's not our parents. It's not our society. It's not our government. It's not our president. It's that. I don't think so. From the West Bank, Bob, welcome to the show.
Scoop, you just good lead into my comments. One thing that I saw, and I think I read two different articles about the shooting, and near the end of each article was a statement that they're waiting for the autopsy results to see whether or not any of the killings were the result of friendly fire. Because of that shootout that was, 20-plus minutes. Shootout occurred before the police arrived, and the shootout was between people people that had guns inside the school against
That is not information some people are going to want to have released if it is true.
Absolutely, because it blows all their arguments completely out of the water.
Well, it never made sense to me, Bob, this idea that, you know, you go to a movie theater. This was after the shooting in Aurora, Colorado, in the theater when, you know, the guy opens fire and some people didn't know whether it was the movie or the guy. And then this idea that, well, they just needed more people in the audience to have guns. Really? I mean, what about all the innocent people that would be shot and killed?
Well, we may have this first occurrence of such an incident, and then they have no argument. Their argument is gone.
It is. And so there will be an attempt, if that information is available, I think there will be a strong attempt to suppress it. So we'll follow that story. There's an article from NBC News showing that the Texas students are not marching, and this is showing that there's a different reaction from Parkland, Florida. So that's part of this conversation. Why is the reaction different? Is it different because Parkland, Florida, that high school, was set in a very wealthy, upscale area, that those students were generally speaking, more from wealthier families? Does that have anything to do with this? Why is there not the same reaction from the kids in Texas? If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. From Baton Rouge, Joe, you're on WWL.
Yeah, Scoot. I think you're not being critical enough, not just you, the TVs, the rest of it, even Rush Limbaugh, all of them. You're not being critical of the person who actually did the shooting. He's the fault. It ain't drugs. It ain't nothing else. It ain't video games. It's his fault. He needs to be tarred and feathered on the radio and TV so other kids can hear this and put fear in them of what's going to happen to this kid when he goes to penitentiary. He's going to get raped. He's going to be beat up every day. These things need to come out so it'll put the fear in other kids from doing it.
And Joe, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up because yesterday on the show, somebody brought up the idea of a public firing squad and you just blow their brains out live in a public setting. And that would show a consequence for school shootings. But I just don't think those people who will commit these kinds of crimes are even sensitive to the consequences. It would be nice if they were, but I don't think they are. Here's a text. So are we saying violent movies have no influence at all? A violent movie cannot be blamed for violent action in society. Now, a violent movie may have an influence on somebody that has no parents in their life, but it's not the movie's fault. It's the fact that there's no parent in their life. I mean, there might be a physical parent in their life, but it's a parent not doing a job. And as long as we continue to focus on the wrong thing, then we're never going to solve the problem. And there's far too many people playing this blame game. And my God, when I heard NRA President Oliver North blame it on Ritalin, there are medical experts that will tell you this is absurd. There is medication. And look, I grew up with obsessive compulsive disorder. I've talked about that on the show. A very serious case of it. I hated my life. You would not have wanted to be me. You wouldn't even want to be me today. But anyway, I grew up with a terrible case of OCD. And there were times when I was so miserable that I hated life, but I didn't want to do anything wrong. And then later in life, I was on medication to help me fight OCD. Ritalin, if taken in the right way, can help children battle it. It doesn't make it go away, but it helps children battle this. ADHD, ADD, OCD, any of these brain disorders. And I'm not a doctor, so I don't know specifically what Ritalin is always prescribed for. But you can't blame the medication. The medication itself is not making people violent. But see, that's the easy cop-out, isn't it? Oh, well, blame. Oh, it's a riddle. You know, because people get into social media and they get into these conversations that they have with their friends in bars. Yeah, it's a damn medicine these kids are on. I mean, what an easy, unintelligent cop-out that is to blame that. If you disagree with me, or agree if you have a comment or an opinion. Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text number is 870-870. All right, some scattered showers around the area. Be sure and drive carefully if you are in some of them. And yes, we continue to watch this weather system in the Gulf. If you haven't signed up for our weather alerts, it's real easy to do. Just text the word weather to 870-870 and then confirm by, I think you hit Y. Text the word weather to 870-870. And today through this weekend and through hurricane season, you will be the first to get weather updates from WWL. It's free. Individual plan text and data rates may apply. I have a commitment tonight. I don't think I'm going to make it, but man, I know some of you are getting excited about the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan in concert tonight in New Orleans. I wonder if anybody's going to hit the bong or the pipe before they get there. Oh, no, nobody would do that, right? Because it's illegal. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Isn't it just great to go through life and you're never to blame? It's not my fault. Man, that is like the national mantra around this country. Is it fair to blame Ritalin, violent video games, abortion, and broken families, as the Lieutenant Governor of Texas and the NRA have done, for the school shooting? That's our Pretty Most opinion poll. It's 50-50. 50% say no, 50% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text. You shouldn't dismiss the fact that this kid was bullied. Not saying he's innocent, but we all need and can do better. No, I'm not dismissing the fact that he was bullied. What I'm dismissing is the fact that being bullied is a legitimate excuse. Oh, he was bullied. That's why he did it. If that's why he did it, then somebody was taught not to deal with being bullied. And that's something that I think we need to be taught. And if you haven't been taught that, I'm telling you, when you get in the workplace, long after you're a kid, when you're an adult, there are bullies still in your life. Marcia, you're on WWL.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. How are you today?
I'm good.
Wonderful. I think you hit the nail on the head, people not wanting to take personal responsibility. I mean, think about this. You said something earlier about your kids are more they're more in danger driving to school mm-hmm. than they are in the school. And I was just telling the guy that screens the calls, like, just think about it, how many people are killed by drunk drivers, distracted mm-hmm. drivers, women being killed by their husbands, women that are being physically abused, just all the other ways people are dying. And yes, this is the hot topic of the moment, the schools, but there's so many other people that are dying every single day.
Yeah.
You know, for other reasons outside of that. Now, I'm not taking anything away from the school shooting, as I have two children in high school, but we have to start getting to the root of the problem. I'm not a gun owner. It's not, yes, the gun is a common factor in a lot of this, but you have to take responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to be responsible in your car. You have to be responsible
That's right.
when you own a gun, because people are dying in all ways. And you know what else irritates me? Let me just say this. If a 17-year-old kid in New Orleans, let's say named Jamal, shoots someone, he's a thug, he has no dad in his life, he needs to be locked away, all these things come about. But a 17-year-old who shoots 10 kids in a school, you know, he has mental issues. That bothers me.
Well, it bothers me too, Marcia. And you know, you're right. And I can't speak for other talk show hosts. I can only speak for myself. But both of those kids, the one named Jamal and the kid named Demetrius of, I think, Creek descent, they're both thugs. It doesn't matter. Thug is something that describes activity and not skin color. And, you know, if it is about the mental health issues, then why are all of these shooters white? Because are you telling me that there are no black Americans that have these issues, that have mental health issues? Of course they do. So, you know, again, that just blows it right there. Why are they all white? Are you only white people have these mental issues? I don't think so. I love this conversation because it's an attempt to set the record straight, even though not everybody agrees with me. Our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. Just found out that Cheap Trick coming to the Sanger July 21st. Robin Sander and Company, that will be fun. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it is. Sometimes it's all your fault. If you're on hold, hang on. We continue this conversation when we come back. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest. Here's the code word this hour. It is basic. Text BASIC to 72881. That's 72881. $1,000 up for grabs. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news. At 3 o'clock, you've got a chance to win $1,000. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Why did a texter in the last hour ask me if I am dating Mayor LaToya Cantrell? The answer to that and more of your calls coming up on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.